What if I have a cognitive disability? 8 out of 10. From a cognitive point of view, we'll focus on the complexity with which Banishers, Ghosts of New Eden faces you. I'd like to point out a positive element that's rarely seen. All accessibility options are activated by default, meaning that those who wish to play without have to deactivate them. It's so much better that way. People who have difficulty understanding many complex menus, which are often only text, tend not to venture into them at all. So, even if the best accessibility options are available, they still miss out. In Banishers, there isn't any need to venture into the menus, the accessibility features are already activated. When it comes to understanding the game, it has shortcomings related to this game type. Several mechanics are explained to you once you are in-game and confronted with them. In Banishers, this is the only time they're explained. There isn't any menu-based tutorial to remind you of the game's mechanics. However, under the Evolution menu, active combat skills are presented with a video showing their effect. This isn't the case for passive skills or bonuses, and since there's no screen reader, it's all just writing. Too bad. As for the inventory and equipment upgrades, they use a lot of images to display the objects used. It helps to understand. Before jumping in, let's make it clear that this is a game set in a dark world populated by particularly aggressive ghosts. So, if you're sensitive or stressed, beware of anxious and startling situations. Joel ended up laughing, but he jump-scared during every session. Managing the quantity of sounds and information on screen allows you to adapt them to your tolerance level. It should also be noted that the game will frequently confront you with moral choices, as is often the case in Don't Nod games. These are notions of right and wrong and of the consequences of one's actions, which some people don't always master. This is especially the case when judging hauntings. Who will be punished, the ghost? Or the haunted man or woman? There's very little guidance on this point. And what will this mean for Entia? The game's a little clearer on this point since a description indicates what will result from the option you've chosen. This is displayed in writing, however. As for the game itself, you'll often be challenged with knowing which way to go. There's a compass at the top of the screen to help you find your way around, but it isn't as obvious as a map. Your active quest is clearly identified by a yellow diamond. Unlike many games of this style, the diamond doesn't indicate the final goal at the other end of the map in a straight line, but only the next step to reach a few meters away. When you get there, the quest target updates to the next step and so on. So, once you understand that you should always keep the diamond in the middle of the compass, orientation in the game is very easy, and it's activated by default. Not an option, so that's perfect. Puzzles can be complex, such as having to align magic lines with Entia to form a symbol allowing her to teleport. If you don't handle 3D well, these can be difficult yet compulsory passages. A map available in the menu should help you avoid getting lost during more exploration-like phases. Banishers nevertheless has a good level of support for players with cognitive disabilities.